Hebrews, chapter 8, the book of Hebrews. How many can guess what we're going to talk about when we go to Hebrews? That's one thing. There's something else that Hebrews really... do what? Yes, we're getting there. We're getting there. Hebrews 8. We're going to read one verse in Hebrews 8:10, and then also go to. We're going to flip over to chapter 9 and read some verses from there as well. Hebrews 8 and 10. For this is the covenant. Everybody say covenant. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Say it again, say covenant. Now, flip over to chapter 9, and we're gonna begin with verse 11. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? Everybody say more. Come on, say it again, say more. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge, everybody say purge. Remember that word. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We're gonna talk to you, and we're gonna share with you this morning about the power of the blood covenant. Amen. I'm gonna say it again: the power of the blood covenant. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Hey, we thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the covenant that you made with your people. And Father, now we just ask that you bless your servant as I speak your word. Father, I speak right now, somebody come into agreement, that this word today will change lives, will change circumstances. I speak it and I proclaim it and I declare it that we'll leave here changed. In the name of Jesus, and everyone in the building says, amen. Now you have to understand, we are in covenant with God. Amen. We are in an agreement with God. But there is no covenant without blood. Do you realize it's because of the blood that we can actually receive the Word of God? And I'm going to say this, and God spoke this to me this past week. God said there are people that are not getting revelation of the prophetic Word because they are not applying the blood on it. Amen? Are you with me? When we apply the blood, we get revelation of what is being spoken from the Word, and it becomes life to us. And it becomes reality to us, and we start believing what we're hearing from the Word. That's a covenant from God. That's God's spoken Word, and it's written in blood. Are you with me? Covenant. Everybody say covenant again. The Hebrew word for covenant is diathekeia, and it means a contract or a will. So why is the blood covenant so important? Why did God require the shedding of blood in the old covenant. And why did Jesus have to shed his blood? When we understand this, it's gonna change things. I'm gonna tell you something. You gotta get this right here. When we understand this, it'll change how you take communion. Because at that point, when you take communion, you're gonna see that there's power in the blood. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this. There's power in the blood, and it's not just to do in remembrance of him just because he did that with the disciples at the Last Supper. But it's because you realize that there's power in the blood of Jesus to change every circumstance in your life. There's power in the blood of Jesus to bring healing to everything that you need in your life. Amen. There's power in the blood. I said there's power in the blood. And the Lord has bidden me to speak on the blood, and I'm going to speak on the blood until he says stop speaking on the blood. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus, and I'm so dying to get ahead of myself, but we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over everything in our lives. Woo. Okay, let's back up. God created man. God created Adam. Let's talk about why is the blood so important? Why did Jesus have to shed his blood? God created man. He created Adam in the garden. He breathed the breath of life into Adam. Adam became a living soul. Everybody say living. Go on, say it again. Say living. Leviticus 17:11. We're going to go there in just a second. But Leviticus 17:11 says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's where your life comes from. The life of the flesh is in the blood. All of our bodies have about 5 quarts of blood in our bodies, and that's our life. As long as the blood is there, we can live. Amen. Are you with me? The life of the flesh. Adam became a living soul. And Adam had sinless. He had sinless, perfect blood. Amen. Because God breathed the breath of life into him. And then Satan came as the serpent. And some of y'all are saying, you're saying right now, Pastor, what you're teaching us, what you're preaching us this morning, so elementary. You got to get this. Listen, that's the problem. We've looked at it as elementary, and we've not placed enough emphasis on it in order to change things in our circumstance and change things in our situation. It's time to get back to the basics, and time to get back to the blood of Jesus. Because y'all got to hear me this morning. It's not about finding new ways and new methods to get people in and to cause numbers to come into our building. It's about the blood of Jesus that's going to set the drunkard free. The blood of Jesus is going to set the drug addict free. The blood of Jesus is going to set the prostitute free. The blood of Jesus is what brings healing to our lives. Oh, y'all got to hear me this morning. I'm getting excited. Adam sinned. Eve sinned. We know the story. Satan came as a serpent. Eve sinned. He came in the form of a serpent. Eve sinned, and then Adam sinned. The moment Eve ate, her eyes were open, and sin entered. And now the blood that was in her body that was pure became polluted. The aging process began. Oh, no. Everybody get mad at Eve now. The aging process began, and death was to come. Amen. Her husband ate. Same consequences came. And we go over to Genesis 3:8. The scripture says God comes in the cool of the day. And now Adam and Eve are naked. But do you realize they were naked all along, but now they know it. They never had clothes on. Oh, y'all don't miss this right here. They never had clothes on in the beginning, but the glory of God covered them. I said they were covered by the glory of God, but now they became naked when they sinned. He didn't have clothes on before sin. He was clothed with the glory. And when he sinned, the glory left, and they discovered their nakedness. And then in verse 20, that's where Eve's name was changed, and now she's called Eve. And God comes in. He walks into the garden, and he says, where are you, Adam? He says, in the cool of the day, y'all know the scripture. I just got to slow down here, don't I? Where are you, Adam? Where are you? And now he says, we hid ourselves. They sold fig leaves together. They hid themselves. He said, because we're naked. And God says, who told you were naked? Okay, now the story comes out. And I want you to see something here. God places 5 curses. He cursed the serpent. He cursed the woman. He cursed the ground. He cursed Adam and the entire human race. There was five curses placed here. Death. Let me make that clear. Death came on the entire human race. The curse of death is what I was trying to say when I was talking about the entire human. The curse of death came. Are y'all with me? Five curses. Now here's the good part. In verse 21, right after God brought judgment, he brought grace. In verse 21, the Bible says that God clothed them or covered them with the skin of an animal. He had to slay an animal, and he took that skin of the animal, Ernie, and he covered. So right after judgment, then grace came. So God slew the first sacrifice and covered. Everybody say covered. And covered Adam and his wife. God slew the first sacrifice, and God slew the last sacrifice, which was Jesus, and that is the covering. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all ain't hearing me. You got to understand that when that skin of that animal, that skin of that animal was placed on Adam and Eve, it was still wet. It was still wet, and the blood covered. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this. These curses. Oh, we're gonna get somewhere in just a minute. Amen. God says, "I've got you covered." I said, "God says, I've got you covered." Every vile affection that's ever been known to mankind, every sin that's in the world that's ever been known, God has it covered through the blood of His Son Jesus. And I'm jumping way ahead of myself. But He had to slay something. He had to kill something for the blood to come to be able to cover them. Are y'all with me? Now look at Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes an atonement. Amen. Everybody say it with me. The life of the, come on, let's say it together. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Oh, glory. And it's given to us for an atonement for our souls. So the life, our life is in the blood. The blood of Jesus speaks of His life. Are y'all hearing me? The blood of Jesus speaks of His life. Amen? So when the blood of Jesus is applied to our lives, it brings life to us. Too many people are walking around and they got a heartbeat and they got a pulse, but they're not truly living because they don't have the blood of Jesus applied to their lives. When the blood of Jesus is applied, we start living. Amen? We become alive by a new and consecrated way. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now I want you to look at atonement. Everybody say atonement. Atonement is the Hebrew word kefar. And the meaning of the word is to cover. Here it is again. Everybody say cover. It's one of the most important words we'll ever find in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 6, the scripture says when Noah built the ark, which the ark is symbolic of a picture of salvation and safety in Christ, when Noah built the ark, the scripture says that he put pitch on it. Have you ever read that? You know what that Hebrew word pitch is? You guessed it. Kephar. He covered it with pitch. I always thought it'd be neat to have a roofing company called Kephar Roofing. To cover. Amen? Are y'all with me? He covered it inside and out. And so Kephar is always used in reference to coverings. When Isaiah had the vision in Isaiah chapter 6 of the vision of the Lord, and he said, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And the scripture says that one of the seraphim came, took a coal from the altar, and touched his lips. And his sin, his iniquity was forgiven. And his sins were purged. You know what that word purged right there is? Kephar. Amen. It's the atonement. It's the atonement of the blood. It's the covering of the blood. That's, listen, everything. Can you imagine? Every sin ever known to mankind is covered because of the blood of Jesus. When we accept the blood of Jesus, I don't care what you did in your past. I don't care what's happened. I don't care what happened in your past. If you will bring it under the blood, it's covered. And when God sees you, He don't see your sin. He sees the blood of Jesus. Somebody needs to give Him praise this morning for the blood of Jesus. Amen. There's power. Oh, glory, y'all. I'm about to get started. There's power There's power. There's power in the blood. Let me go on. Let me hurry. You're covered. Somebody say, I'm covered. Now, under the old covenant, the death of an animal in the blood was a sacrifice. It covered the Israelites. Now, here's where it gets good. Most of y'all are sitting there saying, Pastor, I've known that for years. I've known that when I came to Jesus and His blood was applied to my life, that I was covered and my sins are covered. But the problem is, that's as far as we take the blood. We're not getting the blood past the salvation process. But the blood is the power that operates everything. Oh, I tell you, I feel an anointing coming on this word. The blood is a power that operates and manifests everything that's in this word. It comes through the blood because the blood is a covenant. The blood is a symbol of the covenant. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all got to get this morning. It's time for our families to stop suffering like they're suffering. It's time for our children to stop being attacked like they're being attacked. Because we got to apply the blood of Jesus. And I'm not talking about, not just the salvation process, but every day. I'm about to blow up. Can y'all help me? Listen. When the death of an animal, the sacrifice of the animal took place, don't miss this. Afterwards, the glory always came. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the blood of the sacrifice, the Shekinah glory of God showed up in the Holy of Holies, after the blood was taken in for the sacrifice. What are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is that the blood will bring the glory. I said the blood will bring the glory of God. That's what happens. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this. How many knows we need to walk in the anointing of God? We need to walk in the glory of God. Listen, we're not just sitting around waiting until we get to heaven, folks. I told you before, and I know this sounds horrible. If it's just for salvation only, after you get saved, you might as well just be dead and go on to heaven. But there's a purpose. God has the blood and the power here. There's a covenant that we are to use to change this world and to change this nation because of the blood of Jesus. Is anybody with me this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, the blood. When Moses offered up a sacrifice on the altar, the fire descended and consumed the sacrifice. In the tabernacle and in the temple, when the sacrifice was offered, the glory followed. Are y'all with me? Now, in Leviticus 14, when the leper was cleansed and the blood was applied, right after the blood came the oil. The ear lube, the fingertip, the foot, the toe. Amen? You're hearing? Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Are y'all with me? Right after the blood. No. See, they didn't. Oh, y'all got to get this. They didn't just cleanse the leper with the blood. After the blood, then the oil. Are y'all with me? The anointing. We got to operate in the anointing. Listen, I told you last week, and I'm going to keep telling you. God's going to. I've seen visions. I may share a vision with you that God just showed me just this morning. But I've seen visions, and God's going to do a great work right here in this region. Get ready, and it's going to be because of the power and the blood of Jesus. It's not going to be because of some kind of new method that we're going to bring in, because there is no new method. It's the old. Oh, glory! It's still the old power. What did I tell you before? The old path will take you to new things in God, but it's still the old path. It'll get you there, but it's still the same path. Hold on. It's getting ready to get good. Where the blood is, the oil is. Where the blood is, the anointing is. Where the blood is, the glory is. Where the blood is, the power is. Amen? I said where the blood is, the power is. At Passover, y'all know the scripture at Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Amen. At Passover, what was the word that was given to Moses? Take the blood. That's right, Tara. Take the blood. Put it in a basin. Take it out of the basin. Strike it over the doorpost. And on both sides, oh, y'all got to see that. Over the doorpost and on both sides of the door. That's a picture of the cross of Jesus. I'm about to run outside and preach in the parking lot. Amen. That's a picture of the cross of Jesus. And see what the scripture says, that the death angel, the destroyer, is going to pass over. Amen. This was the first Passover. It's going to pass over. And everywhere he sees the blood, he'll pass over. If not, he's going to go in, and the firstborn of that house is going to be destroyed. It's going to be killed. Now, here's what you got to see. The destroyer didn't come looking for the firstborn. The destroyer came looking for the blood. Amen. Oh. Hear me this morning. The destroyer wants to come and destroy your homes and destroy your families. He wants to destroy your finances. He wants to destroy everything about you and your life. But I'm going to tell you something. He don't come in when he sees the blood. The destroyer went on. The destroyer wasn't looking for the firstborn. The destroyer was looking for the blood. And when he saw the blood, he passed over. I said, y'all ain't getting this morning. He says, don't enter that house. Don't go in that house. There's blood over the door. Don't mess with those folks. Don't mess with those folks. Hey, I'm telling you, we got to plead the blood. We got to put the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our doors, over our children, over our jobs, over our finances, over our church. Are you hearing me this morning? It's the blood, church. I said, it's the blood. It's the blood. When he sees the blood, he passes over. Hey, 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 hey. He can't mess with the blood. He knows the blood is the covenant. He knows it was signed with blood. And that means he's destroyed. Somebody needs to praise him for the blood this morning. Hey, 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 we got to get the devil out of our homes. We got to get the devil off our lives. We got to get the devil out of our finances. We got to get the devil off our children. When we apply the blood, now I know you, the blood comes at the salvation process, but the problem is, you know, that you're oftentimes people, you see, the children of Israel had to get it out of the basin. Buddy. It wasn't enough. Listen. You got to understand, a lot of people talk, even a lot of people will stand on the cross, and don't get me wrong now. I believe in the power of the cross. It's scriptural. Them that don't believe it's foolish to us that do believe it's the power of God and salvation. But do you realize that some people don't get past that? Hey, listen, you got these rappers out there that's, you know, they're spitting out every kind of filth there is known to mankind, and got harlots hanging off of them, and they got a cross around their neck. Means nothing. Oh. Means nothing. Probably what it means is they probably had a granny or somebody home praying for them and gave them a cross, and they're wearing it around their neck because they did. Somebody brought them up to know about God, but they've left the blood. They got the cross and no blood. Are y'all with me? Them soldiers down at the foot of the cross were gambling for the clothes. Amen. We want the clothes. They're down there gambling for the clothes, but they had no idea. Amen. It was the blood. That's where the power came, is because of the blood. Oh, y'all got to hear me this morning. There's power in the blood. I said there's power in the blood. You're covered. Somebody say, I'm covered. The enemy can't touch you. I'm going, I'm, I'm When God's protection is over you, the enemy can't touch you. Are y'all here? I said, when God's protection is over you, the enemy can't touch you. He can't cross the blood. I said, he can't cross the blood. He don't mess with the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, he don't mess with the bloodline. That's why every day you plead the blood. Plead the blood. I declare it over my children. I know I'm being repetitive, but we got to get this word. I'm telling you, it's going to bring power in our lives like we've never experienced before. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. I said, he can't touch you. Hey, listen, and it's going to be another, there's going to be another message in this series, and we're going to talk about the blood, and we're going to go to the book of Job. God showed me that hedge. Oh, I want to go there so bad. That hedge that was taken down in front of Job was the blood. Uh-oh. God had to take it down. The enemy had to have permission. God, I can't do nothing with him because you've got a hedge around him. And did you know that the first thing, I'm about to blow up now, the first thing that happened to Job was his animals were killed. That was, his sheep were killed. What are you saying, Pastor? The scripture says that Job offered up sacrifices unto God. Now there was no blood sacrifice, so the hedge came down. And then the enemy attacked his children. Oh, y'all gotta hear that. Y'all gotta hear that. When the sacrifice is taken away, when the blood is taken away, we are open prey and the enemy has full access. But if we'll apply the blood, I said, if we'll apply the blood every day. God, we speak and we plead the blood over this entire region. Oh, Jesus. It's the power. Blake, it's the power. Oh, glory, it's the power. Y'all hear me this morning? Oh, let me try to move on here. Okay, let's go back to our text real quick. Dwayne, tell me to throw my watch. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Somebody say amen. Okay, go back to our text. Look at our text. Okay, we're going to see this. And we're going to bring this all to fruition here. And you're going to take this home with you. It's going to change your life. Look at verses 11 and 12 of our text. Or the other scripture, Jacob, in chapter 9. I'm sorry. 11 and 12. Look what it says. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come. Everybody say good things. By a greater, more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Oh, glory. Somebody say, that's me. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once to the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Oh, y'all got to see this. Y'all got to hear me this morning. The blood of Jesus gives us access. You see, the high priest, Pastor, the high priest would take the blood of the sacrifice into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle it on the altar. Amen. And offer up a sin, the Day of Atonement, and sins for himself and for all the people. But here, what the scripture is telling us here is that Jesus took his own blood in glory into heaven. Y'all got to hear me this morning. The high priest, he went to the Father on our behalf, and he laid his blood on the altar. He laid his blood on the altar. So because of that high priest, oh, y'all got to hear me this morning. We have a high priest that can. Everybody say can. We have a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come. come. And everybody said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain favor and find grace in time of need. He is our high priest, and he took his own blood right into the heavenlies and put it on the altar. Amen. Oh, glory, as a sacrifice unto us. Therefore, we have access. I said, we have access. Don't wait for your pastor to go in. Don't wait for the worship leader to go in. You can go in. You can go in. The veil has been torn in twain, and we have access. Ooh, glory. Oh, somebody needs to give him praise in this house. What are you saying? Oh, y'all got to get this. Here's where we get past the salvation process. Here's where we get past. Now, I know that the blood is what cleanses us. The blood is what redeems us. Amen? Here's where we can get past that process. Listen, when we have access to the Father, what that's saying is, when you were saved, get this, when you were saved, the blood brought him to you. Amen? But this access allows you to go where he is. Oh. We can go where he is. Before, the high priest had to bring it to the people. Amen? He brought it. It was God's plan. He brought it. Every year he brought it. But because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can go where he is. Oh, glory. And then when we go where he is, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And when we go where he is, we bring that back into the world. And that's where we're able to bring heaven down to the earth. We're able to displace the kingdom of darkness with the kingdom of God. Because we've been in the presence of God, we have due access because of the blood. Is anybody with me this morning? Come on up, Daniel, man. Help me out. Oh, hallelujah. We can go where he is. Ephesians 2:6 says he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I already quoted that scripture about the high priest. And scripture says, let us therefore come. Amen? Let us therefore come. You know what? You got to realize, and Sister Francis, we got to realize, you and I talk about this, we got to realize that he is our high priest. They were dependent, not only they were dependent upon the high priest, we have to realize that Jesus is our high priest. Amen? He's, what a high priest. A sinless one. Are y'all with me? If you're with me, say amen. So the high priest was always applying blood. But since Jesus is our high priest, he's making intercession for us. And when he does that, God sees the blood. Are y'all with me? So the blood makes it possible for us to come and say, my Father. Amen. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. This thing's going to change your life. Amen. I dare you to pray over everything you've got. Get your checkbook out. Get your wallet out. Let it be covered by the blood of Jesus. Every dollar you have. Amen. Isaac, you want more money, man. Plead the blood over that money. Come on, Dad. Come on, Elder. Tell him. Look what it says. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself that spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Everybody say, how much more? Are y'all hearing this? There's power in the blood. So if Israel applied the blood to the door of their homes to protect them from the destroyer, and it worked. Everybody say, it worked. If Israel applied the blood of a dead animal to their door to protect them from the destroyer, how much more will the blood of Jesus protect us from the destroyer? Okay, one more time. Does everybody agree with your pastor that it worked? Did it work in Israel? Did it work? If that worked, do you not think that Jesus' blood will work? How much more? I said, how much more if that protect and the destroyer went over? How much more? Oh, man, I'm pleading the blood. God spoke this into me, Ernie. I'm pleading the blood. I'm pleading it over my home. I'm pleading it over my boys. I'm pleading it over my wife. I'm pleading it over my job. I'm pleading it over every whole glory. Verses 15 and 16. Can I have just a few more minutes? I don't want you to miss this. I ain't got to watch. Did you see that? Look here. I'll tell you what. Jump to. No. Let's don't skip it. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. You know what the word testament means? Does anybody know? It means covenant. That's a new covenant. Jesus, let our people get this. That's why when Jesus said, this blood, this is my blood of the new covenant. This is my blood of the New Testament. That's the old covenant. The old covenant. It's Christ concealed. The new covenant is Christ revealed. Amen? That's the old covenant. Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant. And anytime you see that he is the mediator of the New Testament, he's the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, the redemption of transgressions that were under the first covenant, was death. But now that which are called might receive the promise, keep going, of eternal for where a testament is, where covenant is, everybody say covenant. Where covenant is, there must also necessarily be the death of the testator. What that means is, there's a covenant between you and God. And you know what the word covenant means? It means a will. There's a covenant between you and God, and Jesus' blood. He's the testator, but he had to die before the covenant could be confirmed. Hey, without a death, there is no resurrection. Without a death, there is no blood for the covenant. Are y'all with me? So that is the power of the covenant. Now, real quickly, let's go. Let's read verses 19 through 23. We're going to finish this up. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Notice verse 20. Saying, this is the blood of the testament, the covenant, which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things go by the law purged with blood. Without shedding the blood, there's no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Now, real quickly, verse 20, there's a word in verse 20 that just leaped off the page at me. Look at verse 20 again. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined. Oh, my word. The Greek word here is entelemai. And you know what it means? This word just jumped off the page at me, and I've done an extensive study on it. It means to give charge. Everybody say give charge. It means to give right to. Here's where it gets good. God is saying you now have the legal right to apply the blood. You have access to this power that comes through the blood. The blood is power that's been given to the church. It's like when you look at a judge's robe, you know he has power. When you look at a police officer's badge, you know he has power. When Satan sees the blood, he knows you have power. You have been enjoined to. You've been enjoined to this power. So what are you saying, Pastor? What I'm saying is that it's when you are enjoined to that and you apply the blood, then sickness has to flee. Demons have to flee. Depression has to flee. Anxiety has to flee. All of these things, the enemy has to flee because he has no power there. Are y'all with me? Amen? Say, we receive it. Come on, say it again. Say, we receive it. Now, Jesus shed his blood, and now it's in your hands. The church is not using the blood. Amen? Jesus says, every time you apply it, I'll show up. Now, in closing, he remembers at the tent revival, I preached on the blood speaks. Remember that? One more verse. Put this verse. We're going to close here. Hebrews 12:14. Let's stand together. Oh, glory. Hebrews 12:14. 24, I'm sorry. What is a good one, too? It might be a hidden message there for somebody this morning. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things. Everybody say better things. Come on, say it again. Say better things. Speaks better things than that of Abel. Hey, remember the scripture. Abel's blood, God said, where's your brother at, Cain? Don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, I hear his blood crying out from the ground. Here the scripture says that the blood of Jesus speaks better things. You know what? You know what the difference is? The blood of Abel says vengeance. The blood of Abel saying revenge. But the blood of Jesus is saying free. The blood of Jesus is saying justify. The blood of Jesus is saying anointed. Oh, glory, y'all. I'm trying to bring this down, but y'all, can you give me just a couple more minutes? The blood of Jesus says just the opposite. It's speaking as well. It speaks better things than that of Abel. And it's speaking freedom. It's speaking healing. I declare the healing of Jesus. Oh, glory. Come on now. Now, look here. In closing, remember, who remembers back when I was talking about Genesis, there were five curses. The serpent. Adam. Eve, the ground, and then the curse of death. Amen. Because we weren't meant to die. The curse of death on the entire human race. Oh, remember that? Five curses. Let me give you something real quick here. Do you realize that there was five places that Jesus bled from? Randy, the blood from his back, was for our healing. In the blood is speaking, and the blood from his back is saying, the chastisement of your peace is upon me, and by my stripes you are healed. The blood from his brow is saying, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, oh glory, and of love, and of a sound mind. The blood from his hands are saying, it says I'm going to bless everything you touch. So blood from his hands. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that I made a covenant with you that you should receive wealth and prosper. And this is the covenant. The blood from his hands says what you touch shall be blessed. You speak it in the name of Jesus according to the blood. The blood from his feet says, I'm going to bless your path. Everywhere you go, every place you walk, you shall tread upon serpents and scorpions and have power over everything that the enemy throws at you. And I'll not lead you into temptation, and I'll deliver you from the evil one. Now here's the last one. Oh, glory. In closing, I promise. How many remembers when God took one of Adam's ribs and made Eve? He made a bride. Jesus. He made a bride, Pastor. He took from Adam's rib and made a bride. Amen. Somebody, he put Adam to sleep. He put him asleep and took his rib and made Adam a bride. When Jesus was on the cross, he went to sleep. They pierced him in his side, and blood and water flowed, and the church was born, and God made a bride for his son. He made the ecclesia, the called out, the one that is supposed to take the blood because you have access. You are the bride of Christ. And change the world. Are y'all hearing me this morning? That's why we displace one kingdom with another kingdom. It's how we establish government. Amen? Now, in closing, I speak the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, let me give you this vision real quick. Are we okay? Is everybody okay? This morning, while driving, God showed me a vision of an angel that went up on the pinnacle in Cumberland Gap and had this huge vial of oil and a huge vial of blood. And the thing that stood out to me the most was that he started to pour this blood over that pinnacle, and it never stopped. It just kept pouring. It started running down through the mountains. And it touched the water. And as the blood touched the water, the fish started leaping up out of the water. And I saw people, and every person that was running to this blood, their lives were being transformed. But I saw some that were running from it. So I'm declaring, God, cover this place with the blood. Hey. Cover this place with the blood. And every demonic spirit in hell, every principality and every power would see the blood of Jesus. And our water would be blessed. Ernie, I'm speaking, our jobs would be blessed. Oh, come on now. I speak right now the blood of Jesus just being poured over that auction house. I speak the blood of Jesus just flowing over the sides. Are y'all with me? I speak it right now. Oh, glory. Come on, somebody. Come into agreement. Oh, we plead the blood this morning. We speak it over our businesses. God's going to, oh, glory. God's going to bless you. I stood in that building yesterday. God's going to bless you. I spoke it in Jesus' name. God's going to bless you. I spoke it to your employee. God's going to bless you in Jesus' name. He's going to pour it out. Oh, come on. And I'm declaring healing. My sons are going to rise up and be blessed. Jacob, you're going to prosper. You're going to prosper in your school and your education. God's going to give you favor. Amen. James, you're going to prosper. I plead the blood. I declare the blood over James. Oh, come on now. You got to start doing this, folks. I plead the blood over our families in our church. I speak right now. It's been applied to your homes. It's been applied to your jobs. Your children are going to be blessed. They're going to excel in school. I'm speaking it right now. Finally, you're going to get checks in the mail that you don't even know where they came from. God's going to bless you. He's going to prosper you. Because of the blood of Jesus. Is anybody with me? Amen. I'm speaking it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Tammy, you're going to receive total healing because of the blood. The blood's being poured over your head in Jesus' name. The blood's being poured over your head in Jesus' name. The blood's being poured over your head in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hey, I'm not listening to the lies of the enemy. Brian's going to receive total healing because of the blood. Come on. Total healing because of the blood. Hey, and others are going to come. Listen. Look out. Look out. Get ready. Get ready. Jesus, we thank you this morning for the blood. Could y'all come sing something? If you got to go, we understand. Sing something. Sing us something about the blood. And let's worship a little while before we leave this morning. I know I've been lengthy, but oh, Jesus. Jesus. If you want to come to the altar and pray and just plead the blood over your family, over your home. Again, if you got to go, we understand. I understand totally. But let's declare the blood over your family, over your homes. In Jesus' name.